Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so they want to know if they're the jerk for putting a lock on their room. They have a roommate.
I mean, says, I immediately want to say no, but
we get these sent to us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? That's the email, but you can slide into our DMs, whatever.
It's safe.
Maybe it'll show up here or there.
Eventually.
Am I the jerk for putting a lock on my room? Allie and DZ. So I live with a family member and I tend to have things come up missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that this person has taken these items. For instance, I've seen this person wearing my clothing. What?
Okay.
And some other items that I know are being taken from my room. I purchased a lock and key doorknob for my room today and was wondering if I'm the jerk for not talking to this person about how this is bothering me. Okay, thank you. I was about to say, why didn't you call them out? Let's finish the email.
Yeah, let's finish.
I'm normally jumping to conclusions. Welcome to me. It says, I feel like I shouldn't have to have that conversation because who thinks it would be okay to go into somebody's personal space and take things that aren't theirs?
Mm.
Please keep me anonymous. So I don't know if this is a guy. I don't know if this is a girl. We just know that they are wondering if they're the jerk for putting a lock on the door instead of having a conversation.
Well, you shouldn't need to have the lock because you should be able to have that conversation. It's a really...
And you shouldn't need to have a lock because you should be able to live without your stuff getting stolen. The whole thing's icky.
It's a roundabout way.
You're the victim, but are you handling it badly?
Are things getting stolen or are things getting borrowed?
Here's the thing. You ever live with a thief?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
No, I have not. My sister did, though.
My little sister was a thief.
Oh, come on. I'm telling you, my sister.
No, for real, no. I've never lived with somebody that stole
my sister in her 20s, long before she was married and lived with her husband, she had a roommate for like 10 years.
Okay.
And they lived in a house together. They were both teachers. They were really good friends. You know, elementary school teachers, single women.
Yeah. Real Grey's Anatomy.
Her roommate's cousin came over for a party and took my sister's credit card like out of a drawer and used it.
Okay.
Obviously, yikes. My sister trusted her roommate. It was not the roommate's fault. It was the roommate's family that came into the house and did something.
Oh, yeah.
But it was awkward.
I mean, it's still their family.
And they
had
to have a talk about it. And they
somebody in.
I think they decided not to press charges. Maybe the cousin paid her back over time. It was something very awkward for everyone involved because how embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I know this happens to people all the time. And, you know, but this is your literal family member stealing from you.
Did
like,
it say what family? Did it say what kind of family?
I live with
cousin?
A family member and I tend to have things come up missing. They don't say who because obviously they want to remain anonymous. We don't know. It could be anyone. It could be an aunt. It could be a cousin, a sister.
Let me
it could
make
be a mom.
A brief admission.
Oh, no.
When my older brother, Jason, was still alive and lived at home with us for a few years after coming back from the Navy, he had, I mean, some of the dopest shoes, some of the flyest clothes. He had all the jerseys.
Yeah.
I used to borrow his clothes without
borrow him, or know, steal,
whatever.
Borrow or steal, they're not the same.
You know, I used to borrow for the day. That,
you're his little brother, but it's not the same.
But had we lived together, this would be a quote unquote roommate situation. Mm-hmm. You fast forward 5 years, him and I would have had the opportunity to move out together and then get an apartment, right?
Yeah,
which could have very much been the case had I not gone to college.
I'm going to assume this isn't siblings, because I feel like siblings would just punch each other and be like, where's my stuff? You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying
this is weird.
Is this an admiration because this person looks up to you as a family member? Maybe you're a guiding force to them if you're older than they are, because that's how I would kind of approach this. Mm. My brother Jay definitely didn't appreciate when he found out that I was taking his jersey and his shoes to wear to school and flash like it was mine.
Of course not.
But then he also understood that it was because I looked up to him and went, man, I just want to be like you, right?
Mm.
Right? Maybe it's that they just want to be like you.
And how old were you and how old was he?
He was 8 years older than me.
And you were how old?
I was in middle school, so what? Mm-hmm. 13?
This is two adults.
True. Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, fast forward 5 years forward, though.
You would have been.
I would have still been borrowing them jerseys.
You would have gone off on your sibling. This cannot be siblings. This cannot be siblings.
You don't think
there's
so?
No. There's no way. There's no way. I don't understand why. I would just move out, honestly. I wouldn't even be living with this person. They don't want advice, though. They want to know if they're the jerk for putting a lock and key doorknob on their room and not talking to the family member about how this is bothering them. So, are they the jerk? They're essentially saying, am I the jerk for how I handled it?
I didn't want to have a conversation, or I didn't feel like a conversation was going to be worth it. I don't get it.
I feel like it's gaslighting, though, to say they're a jerk, because they're the victim here.
They are the victim.
So I don't understand. But there's now, this is how it turns into, now it's your fault for not having the conversation with the person who's victimizing you. Screw them.
But then rather,
screw them, man.
Rather than saying something, you're just going to get a lock? That's also a little weird, isn't it?
That's also a little learn how to be like, because yeah.
Stand up for
stand
yourself.
Stand up and go, where's my stuff?
Right.
That also is weird.
I'm back and forth genuinely, because
right.
It's jerky how it was handled, but I hate the fact, but stand up
yeah.
for yourself.
Yeah. All right. 414-533-1037. You know what? You're bringing me back around.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm annoyed again.
It's really Friday.
It is Friday. Jeezy convinced me to change my mind.
What?
Check the water around here.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so am I the jerk for putting a lock and key on my doorknob is what they want to know. They want to remain anonymous. We don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. We don't even know. We just know that their family member has been stealing from them. And so instead of talking to them, they have decided to just purchase a lock and key. They want to know if they're the jerk for how they're handling it. I don't know.
I mean, you're not handling it in the right way.
No.
I don't know whether you're the jerk or not, but it's not the right way.
Well, let's start with Amelia in Milwaukee, who she's messaged me. I saw it. She said, you want to go to Mexican Fiesta with me, girl?
Whatever. I'm there 3 to 5. What up?
Amelia!
Good morning. But you guys are going tonight. I'm not going tonight. I'm going to be at the Improv tonight.
I can't go tonight.
You then.
No, I can't go tonight. DZ's going tonight.
I'm going tonight.
Okay, I can go tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday.
I'll be going Saturday,
right.
Sunday.
Girl, I'll hit you up.
Man, forget y'all not going when I'm going.
You can come with us.
I got stuff to do.
Oh, now he's busy. Now he's busy. All right. Mexican Fiesta going down this weekend. Very exciting. All right, Amelia, honestly, jerk or not the jerk?
Oh, definitely not the jerk, because we don't know what the situation was in the past.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if this person, whoever, they probably know who's stealing. And
they
if something
know.
Hasn't happened the first time,
mm-hmm.
and they probably had a conversation with them before, still don't respect it. So, you know what? Okay, you want to sit here and not respect
it. But Amelia, they straight up said they haven't talked to them about it. In the submission, they said, I have stuff that comes up missing. I know for a fact that this person, I know for a fact, because they show up wearing their own clothes,
seen
which
them
is crazy,
it.
By the way.
And it could be the person
crazy.
Just thinking, hey, we're roommates, we're related, we're family, it's okay mm-hmm. if I'm just borrowing it without asking. Could it be that? Yeah, but that's clearly not okay, mm-hmm. and she ain't said nothing about it, or they haven't said anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, maybe the person that she is taking it, who knows, maybe their personality is too different. Mm-hmm. One's very dramatic, maybe one knows how to hand as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of avoiding the conversation, you know, having a conversation, that's how they do it sometimes. Trust
okay.
me, I'm sure this person's probably Latin or something. I don't know. But other than
what?
That, the way I look at it, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Silent, but you know what? I'm not going to waste my time arguing with you. I'm just going to do this. And bottom line. But we don't know. Probably could be the past they have sold. They have done things. Or, you know, there's just certain things I notice and just avoid complicating, you know.
Yeah. They're non-confrontational. Very non-confrontational. But boy, come out of the room in my clothes and watch me say nothing.
Watch me confront.
I cannot imagine just being like quiet while you're wearing my shirt.
Maybe doing that is confirming. Like, you know what? This is confirming. Now I can't go in my room no more.
Amelia,
I hear what she's
Hudson comes out in my hoodies and I tackle him in the hallway. I mean, come on. He's 11.
Oh, trust me. My kids, they take my stuff. I'm like, where's my stuff? Why'd you put it back? Come on now. If it's a brush, I get mad.
A brush. All right. We love you, Amelia. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Okay, take care. Bye.
She said not the jerk.
Not
all right.
The jerk.
Janine's in West Dallas this morning. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jenny. All right. You heard Amelia said not the jerk for putting a lock on your room when a family member's stealing from you. What do you think?
No, I'm going to say jerk.
Ooh.
Because?
Yep, because I've been in this situation. You have to man up or woman up and talk to the person about it.
Have to say something.
What happened when you called them out?
Well, I had a person staying with me, and I'm like, what's mine is mine. I don't mind if you borrow it, but you have to ask me first.
I was just curious if they admitted they took it when you called them
out. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. They were like, well, but you got 20 of them. I don't care if I have 100 of them.
No, they were they thought they were entitled to it.
Oh, they said you got a lot.
Oh, you've got 5 white t-shirts. I can use one. No.
They're still my 5 white t-shirts.
No. That does not work like that. Oh, hell no.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you can't always lock and key your situation in your life. You know, there's not always going to be a door you could change the doorknob on, right? And just say the literal, what if you do leave that door unlocked? They're just gonna go in and keep taking stuff.
That's true.
Absolutely. You can't lock up your whole apartment.
Yeah.
You got food in the fridge. I'm not gonna put a lock and key on my fridge.
It's not just the clothes, I guarantee it. They're not just taking your clothes.
Do you remember when I had the girl that worked for me, the nanny who was stealing? It wasn't when we were on the show together, it was pre, you know, Allie and DZ.
I remember talking about
and
it.
I didn't talk about it on the air at the time. I was so freaked out and I called her out. Like I came home from work, I busted her stealing, Janine, and I came home from work one day and I hired someone else first. And then I came home from the radio station at like 11 a.m. and I said, I need to talk to you. You're fired. And she goes, what? She goes, why? And I go, because you're stealing from me. And she's like, what? No. And I fired. Yes. She lied, whatever. She'd been stealing food. And I mean, you
name
it.
You seen her picture on Facebook, right?
You remember that story? Yes.
Yes.
She had one of my cutting boards on in the background on Facebook in her kitchen, a pink cutting board. And I go, she's got my cutting board in her sink in a picture. And does she know that I can see? She stole
she's
my
a klepto.
Stuff.
Oh, she's a klepto.
She stole my stuff.
Yeah.
And she didn't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was really funny. Janine, I'm proud of you for remembering that story. Good listening on the show.
Oh, you've been around. Good for you.
Yes. Love you, Janine.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, Cassie's in Milwaukee this morning.
Ooh, tiebreaker.
Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Morning, TBC tiebreaker, Cassie.
Yeah, you are. You're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for putting a lock and key on her doorknob and not talking to the family member who's stealing from her?
Definitely not the jerk.
Bet. Okay.
Okay.
So, different reasons, feel the same.
Because?
What's going on? Right.
No, I pretty much feel the same. It's like, first of all, if you're bold enough to come into my space and steal my stuff, then I'm going to be bold enough to put this lock on my door so that you can see that I know that you took my stuff.
That part.
And I feel like a conversation probably still could have been had, but maybe this person isn't confrontational.
Right.
And they probably feel like if they address the situation, they're going to lose their roommate and be having to, cover the full rent.
This could
so
be a
that's
financial.
That could probably be a reason.
Yeah.
You don't want to wash the relationship because then you don't want to get stuck with full rent.
You need half
rent.
The rent.
You need half that
you
rent.
You need them to pay the rent.
So,
that's true.
Wait,
fair
Cassie,
enough.
Do you think this is a silent way to address this then by keeping the lock? Because I don't think it addresses the actual issue here of them willingly taking your stuff without their consent.
I mean, I think it does, and I feel like I said, putting the lock on the door pretty much just shows them, like, when they try to go in again and take something else, like, oh, dang, they put this lock on there because they know I'm taking their stuff.
This
so
is new.
So they're bold enough to continue to take other things throughout the house.
True,
and yes,
what's
definitely
the difference?
A conference. Yeah, like,
it's basically,
just go ahead and have the conversation.
You're going low when they go low, but you don't care because you're like, screw it, they're stealing from me. And they might not even admit it to it anyway. A lot of times if someone steals, their integrity sucks anyway.
True.
They're liars. And so they're not half the people. Some people lie out of necessity and need and you know, they literally need food and things like that. Other people steal because they're just kleptos. You know what I mean?
Which
yeah,
could
like
be
I had a
disease.
I had a
which
could be,
situation.
Okay. someone stole from me and I addressed the situation. And they lied about it. Things were awkward for actually weeks. And then they ended up admitting it to someone else, and that person told me. So I confronted them. And they just laughed about it. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's old now.
They were probably in this shame spiral because you're calling them out for stealing, and they didn't know what to do.
They just joined the shame spiral. We're like, whatever.
Listen, somebody texted in and said it starts off with clothes. Yep. What's next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Going to take money, they're going to take that person's car, they need to be confronted.
Yes, and then it'll evolve and it may be the credit card, or you know, they might steal their life. You don't know, people could steal your identity.
Totally.
That's not a joke, people, for real.
Yeah, a lot of not the jerks online.
Ooh, all right.
On the text. All right, thanks for calling, Cassie.
Yeah, no problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.